holidays are here, and there's no better place to get into the spirit than Kirkland's Home. From sparkling ornaments and festive wreaths to cozy accents that make your home shine, we've got everything you need to make the season bright. Stop by your local Kirkland's Home store today or shop anytime at kirklands.com. Discover the holiday looks you'll love at the value you deserve. Kirkland's Home. Comfort and joy, room by room.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. You know that feeling when your mind's racing like a cheetah on espresso? When you feel that knot in your stomach tightening like a boa constrictor? Yeah, we've all been there. Anxiety and stress are practically the unofficial soundtrack of modern life, right? But guess what? We don't have to just sit here and accept it as our fate. Today, we're diving deep into understanding anxiety and stress, how they work, why they happen, and most importantly, how we can actually stop managing them like the badasses we are. Now, let me tell you, understanding these feelings isn't about pretending they don't exist or telling yourself to just chill. It's about getting real with ourselves, recognizing our patterns, and learning how to navigate those choppy waters with grace. Here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to really sink your teeth into. First things first, anxiety and stress are natural responses. Think of it like this: your body is designed to protect you from danger, right? Back in the day, that meant dodging saber-toothed tigers or escaping from cave bears. Nowadays, our triggers might be a looming deadline or that awkward social interaction. But the underlying reaction, that fight or flight response, is still there. So instead of beating ourselves up for feeling anxious, let's acknowledge it as a natural signal. Second, anxiety and stress often thrive in uncertainty. Ever feel like your mind goes into overdrive when you have no idea what's coming next? That's because our brains crave predictability. When things are out of our control, we tend to worry about the what-ifs. So, what can we do? Well, try to focus on what you can control. Instead of stressing over an unknown future, break down big tasks into smaller, manageable steps. Third, our thoughts play a huge role in how we experience anxiety and stress. Think of your mind as a garden. If you keep planting seeds of negative thoughts, those are the weeds that will grow. But if you consciously choose to cultivate positive and realistic thoughts, you'll create a more peaceful and resilient inner landscape. It takes practice, but you can retrain your brain to focus on the good. Fourth, taking care of your physical health is crucial for managing anxiety and stress. Think about it: when your body feels good, your mind tends to follow suit. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body regularly, and don't underestimate the power of spending time in nature. These simple things can make a world of difference. Finally, remember that you are not alone. We all face anxiety and stress at some point. Reaching out to friends, family, or even a therapist can provide invaluable support and guidance. Don't be afraid to ask for help. It takes courage to acknowledge our struggles and seek support. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and you can practically hear that little voice in your head saying, "You're going to mess this up." Sound familiar? You might feel overwhelmed by the thought of standing in front of everyone, but here's the thing. Anxiety doesn't have to control you. Remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed. Practice some deep breathing exercises to calm your nerves. Remind yourself that you prepared well and that it's okay to feel a little nervous, even seasoned speakers do. Focus on your message and connect with your audience. They want you to succeed. So there you have it, folks. Today, we talked about understanding anxiety and stress, recognizing their triggers, and learning how to manage them. Remember, you are not powerless against these feelings. You have the power to choose how you respond, to cultivate a calmer mind, and to build resilience in the face of challenges. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Anxiety and stress are natural responses. Uncertainty can fuel anxiety. Our thoughts matter. Taking care of our physical health is essential, and we're not alone in this journey. Let's wrap up by remembering that embracing these challenges is part of what makes us human. We learn, we grow, and we become stronger through those tough moments. Now go out there and build your stoic core. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. And remember, I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of wisdom and motivation. Until then, keep calm, keep learning, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.